Guys, good morning and welcome to the Daily Deposit. My name is Joe. It's the beginning of a new year. I want to welcome you guys back. I know we've had a couple week break here. I know that Rob spent some time with his family. I guess it was down in Florida. It's January 3rd, 11 a.m. straight up Eastern Standard Time. I just want to remind you that we will be here every single day after we just had our little break, our holiday break. We will be back every single day, every weekday, live here at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure that you make a point of getting here. The goal is to hopefully, you know, keep you in the loop, update you on some stuff. There's a lot of things going on in the Titan world. Also keep you hopefully motivated, educated, you know, some of the things that go on in direct selling, what happens on the internet. There are so many things going on. It's happening so quickly. It's important to check in here each and every day to know that you're part of a big family of people who really do care. A couple quick announcements I want to make. Apparently, yesterday was just a raucous day in the world of the internet on Blog Talk Radio and certainly on these exchanges that we use for conference calls. Last night, the bridges for all the different companies, okay, I check in as a consultant and someone who's a student of the industry. I happen to know that there were a lot of companies that were experiencing the same things that we experienced last night at 9 p.m. Eastern as we were trying to call in to the conference call hosted by Rob Hanley. You know, it is the busy time of the year. We call it the tsunami. People are looking for something. They're looking for change. The holidays are behind us. Bank accounts are dry. Credit card bills are piling up. And that's the truth for most people who live here in North America. That is it's a sign of the times. And it also, there's a huge opportunity for us to make some money ourselves, but also to introduce people to free enterprise and show them what the possibilities really are. So that's what was going on last night. The call did eventually take place as people were able to finally access. You know, starting like tomorrow at 9 a.m., my recommendation is that you call into the conference call and get your people, get your guests there early. Okay, get in there at like 10 minutes till the hour. Because what happens, every company, not every, but most companies are doing a conference call at 9 p.m. Eastern. And that's why those lines get jammed up. It's not necessarily the Titan bridge. It's all the bridges that get jammed up. Anything happened yesterday here on Blog Talk Radio, straight up about 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The system shut down. They couldn't handle the influx of people logging in. It'll last for another couple of days, kind of like every New Year's resolution. You know, people come out of the gate. They're excited. They're fired up. And then all of a sudden, the reality sets in. What is the reality? That it is going to take some time, and there is going to be some work. I was thinking this morning, though, of resiliency again. A couple of things I'm going to be doing with you guys this year is I'm going to share with you some of the things that I get into every single day. You know, usually I visit Success Magazine. That's actually my homepage on my computer. When I open up my laptop, it takes me to Success Magazine. And then I'll go over to Inc. Magazine, and I'll see what's going on at Entrepreneur. Different things that we do, right? Different things that I do to start my day, to set my intention. And one of the things I read every single day is something called the Daily Stoic. The Daily Stoic is a book. It's 366 pages. And every single day of the year, one of the Stoics, I don't know if you know who those guys are. Remember the TV? Remember there was a comic strip, it was called BC, when all the characters are dressed up like the Flintstones? You know, they got the rags on for the clothing, and they're inventing the wheel. They're eating Brontosaurus burgers. You know what I'm talking about. Well, the Stoic, those were the guys, okay? The people who were around when they were inventing the wheel in the Flintstone days before Christ. You know, Marcus Aurelius, these guys were around way, way, way back, 138, 150 BC. And they were kind of like the first thinkers, okay? The people who were coming up with philosophy and a way of living that still is rooted today. As a matter of fact, you'll see this come up over and over and over again, this idea of the Stoics. As a matter of fact, I recently saw an article about Timothy Ferris. You know who he is? What is he, the four-hour work week? He's got a whole bunch of books. You know who Timothy Ferris is. And Timothy Ferris, he actually refers to this Stoicism, this old ancient way of dealing with problems. And certainly it's here in free enterprise, perhaps more than in any other place, I'm thinking. And he relies on these Stoics for, you know, some things to think about and ways to handle obstacles. As a matter of fact, there's a book, it's called The Obstacle is the Way. Author's name is Ryan Holiday. In the audiobook, Tim Ferriss is there interviewing the author. Tim Ferriss, a lot of people are relying on this Stoicism. And it's a simple book. The one I'm referring to is called The Daily Stoic. Ryan Holiday, he's the author, same guy who did The Obstacle. And it's 366 meditations on wisdom, perseverance, and the art of living. And this is like really, really basic fundamentals. Again, this predates the birth of Jesus Christ. Okay, so this is like really in the beginning of time. And the stuff is so relevant, and it is so important to our success in free enterprise. Now, the way this book is set up, it's like a journal. Every single day of the year, they have one page dedicated with there's something that was said by one of the Stoics. And then there's an interpretation, a modern day interpretation. So today, for January 3rd, I want to share with you what this is and what it means to me as a direct seller, as a network marketer. As we move into the new year, there's a lot of options. There's a lot of distractions. Who knows what 2018 holds for us? But here is what January 3rd, here's the thought of the day for January 3rd, by the name of Seneca. You can look him up. He's one of the cavemen. Seneca said this. He said, how many have laid waste to your life when you weren't aware of what you were losing? How much was wasted in pointless grief, foolish joy, greedy desire, and social amusements? How little of your own was left to you? You will realize you are dying before your time. Now, here's the interpretation, and this is what comes in important. This is what is important for me, a direct seller, as a consultant, as a network marketer, as a top-tier guy in Titan at the $22,000 level. Here's what he says. One of the hardest things to do in life is to say no to invitations, to requests, to obligations, to the stuff that everyone else is doing, even is saying no to certain time-consuming emotions, anger, excitement, distraction, obsession, lust. None of these impulses feel like a big deal by itself, but run amok, they become a commitment like anything else. Learn how to say no. And then he goes on to say, if you're not careful, these are precisely the impositions that will overwhelm and consume your life. Do you ever wonder how you can get some of your time back, how you can feel less busy? Start by learning the power of no, as in no thank you, and no, I'm going to get caught up in that, or no, I just can't right now. It may hurt some feelings, it may turn people off, it may take some hard work, but the more you say no to things that don't matter, the more you can say yes to things that do. This will let you live and enjoy life, the life that you want. Now, as I think about how we can be torn in this world of direct selling as a Titan entrepreneur, you know, as you move through the day, the only way that you're going to have the financial result that you came here for is to do the work. And when I say the work, I mean contacting people, okay, whether it be through text messages, emails, telephone calls. You know, the Titan system does come with autoresponders and people opt in, and there's a lot of cool tools in there. But inside, okay, the picking up the telephone and connecting with people is the key ingredient. And how many times will we be distracted? That's what they're talking about here in the Daily Stoic. Say no to cruising through your Facebook page. Say no to Googling, okay, what is it that I need for my Weber barbecue grill? I need some new barbecue mitts. I better Google right now and find out the best price at Amazon. I'm talking to myself here. These are the kind of distractions that you have to say no to. People will be pulling at you. What about when the phone rings and it's someone maybe sidelined to you, someone in your group who wants to kibitz? And they want to talk about, oh, I had such a hard time getting on last night. And Valerie couldn't even get on the call last night. And I invited 10 guests and none of them didn't get on. And all of a sudden, you go down this chitter chatter of negative emotion. And before you know it, 15 minutes, 30, 45, 60 minutes have gone by. And you're no closer to the ultimate goal, which is inviting people to hear the story, inviting people to hear the conference calls, inviting people to come to a radio show, to get more information, to get a feel for the community. So that's my thing today for the Daily Stoic. And most of the time I'll be sharing with you some of these things. If I feel they're relevant, I'll bring them up. If you would like more information, you can go to Amazon or wherever it is that you buy books. And the name of the book, again, is The Daily Stoic. And the author is Ryan Holiday. Very cool. Now, one other thing I want to talk about. I only have 4 more minutes before I'm out of time. I'm kind of on a media fest, okay? I have been for a long time. I'm staying away from news because it's mostly bad news. Today I stumbled across a news feed, and sure enough, some family died of carbon monoxide poisoning in a cabin, and then a bus fell off a cliff in Peru, and it's so cold on the East Coast that some sharks froze to death. I'm like, really? It's just negative, 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 negative. But I did come across something that I thought was pretty interesting in the news, and I'm going to share this with you. I guess something happened over the last month or so with all of this, sexual harassment stuff, all this stuff that's going on. And I guess this guy, I can't remember his name right now, got fired. He's a famous TV guy. He got fired from the Today Show. Matt Lauer. He got fired. And so they're looking for a replacement for Matt Lauer, right? And it turns out that I heard her name before. Hoda is her first name, Hoda. And her last name is Kotb. How would you pronounce that? Hoda Kotb? Hoda Kotb has been appointed yesterday, I guess, or they announced that she will be the new host of the Today Show. But listen to this story. Listen to her story. It blew me away. I'm going to read right from the article. It's in the Washington Post. It says, as far as Hoda's origin stories go for television hosts, it does not get much better. In 1986, Hoda Kotb, the high-energy television personality who made history this week after she was named co-host of Today, was motoring around the Southeast, sleeping in her mother's car, and repeatedly striking out. The recent Virginia Tech graduate was hoping to find her first job in front of a camera. But every time she walked into a television station with her audition tape, she walked out disappointed. I was driving that car for 10 days. I got rejected everywhere, anywhere you can think of in the Southeast. 27 television stations passed. Finally, my mom needed a car, and I had to go home. Heading back to Virginia with melancholy, James Taylor spilling from the car speakers, Kotb got lost in rural Mississippi. When she stopped at a small local television station in Greenville, she decided to try one last time. The station manager liked her tape and hired her at $12. I made more money working at Ponderosa, the steakhouse, than I did at my first job. I couldn't pay my bills. I had to juggle which bills I paid, but I was in love. She was in love with the work. And so my point is, look at what she went through. What is it, 27 rejections? And she actually just happened to stumble on the people that did hire her because she loved the work. She was married to the work, and that's all she decided she wanted to do. We can take something from that, right? Today, it's a brand new day. It's January 3rd. Let's get busy with our business. I want you to check something out. It's called MLMleads.com. I'm not getting paid. I'm not an affiliate. But MLMleads.com is a place where you can go and get really high quality. They've got pre-screened, pre-interviewed leads that are 7 days old for like dirt cheap. You load them up into a Bauer dialer, into like a phone burner system, and you just begin smiling and dialing and watch what happens. Listen, I want to thank you guys for being here today. We'll be back tomorrow, once again, at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Daily Deposit to give you some cool stuff to think about. Until then, let's get busy. Remember, you can make a deposit today. We're in the top-tier direct selling, member-to-member, peer-to-peer pay program. So you can make the money today. And most importantly, keep that smile going, okay? Daily Deposit. Be back here tomorrow at 11 a.m. Till then, everybody. We'll be right back.
Thank you.